From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes the sixth in a series of studies on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. This current message focuses on verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. The emphasis in this portion of the study is living in the joy of biblical holiness. To live a holy life, we must live in obedience to what the Lord has commanded. This is the essence of biblical holiness. God's word is perfectly clear about this. As we've seen, biblical holiness focuses upon the believer's destination rather than upon the present moment. Furthermore, holiness is biblical worship and biblical work. Every thought, choice, and action of the believer is and should be for God. The psalmist spoke of rejoicing in God's testimonies. Living a life of biblical holiness results in an exuberance of joy. In concluding the message, Dr. Cairns speaks of the effects of a biblical joy, all of which point to the eternal rather than to the temporal. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, A Strong Heart. The text is found in Psalm 27 and verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait. Wait. Let your waiting be on the Lord. He is worth waiting for. He never disappoints the waiting soul. While waiting, keep up your spirits. Expect a great deliverance, and be ready to praise God for it. The promise which should cheer you is in the middle of the verse. He shall strengthen thine heart. This goes at once to the place where you need help. If the heart be sound, all the rest of the system will work well. The heart wants calming and cheering, and both of these will come if it be strengthened. A forceful heart rests and rejoices and throbs force into the whole man. No one else can get at that secret urn of life, the heart, so as to pour strength into it. He alone who made it can make it strong. God is full of strength, and therefore he can impart it to those who need it. Oh, be brave! For the Lord will impart his strength to you, and you shall be calm in tempest and glad in sorrow. He who penned these lines can write as David did, Wait, I say, on the Lord. I do indeed say it. I know by long and deep experience that it is good for me to wait upon the Lord.
Seems from the time.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
In the ark within the holiest of all, covered by the mercy seat sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb, or the blood of the, should I say, the goat on the Day of Atonement, there lay the unbroken testimony, the law of God. That's the testimony. And when the psalmist here is saying, I rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, he's rejoicing in a law broken indeed in the hand of man, but complete, entire, and unbroken within the ark. Now here's the question. What is the significance of that ark? I'm not going to preach. I have threatened to do it for 30 years, and I think I'll depart without fulfilling the threat. I'm not going to preach a series on the tabernacle, which I should have done. My wife told me years ago, but I ventured to disobey. Every whit utters his glory. That ark is Christ, incarnate deity. And in Christ, the law that was broken in the hand of man, notice God says, which thou breakest, is now residing entire, complete, and utterly fulfilled. Now we come to the way of God's testimonies. And the way of God's testimonies will always lead us to Christ. It will always lead us to the cross. It will always lead us to the perfect righteousness of our Redeemer. And when you see how the law has been fulfilled in Christ, you will say, I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I delight in its precept. I delight in its perfection. I delight in the righteous standard that it raises. And I delight that that law has been fulfilled for me by Christ. And I delight that before God I meet its standards and I am accepted as righteous by those standards because of the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, when you think of the law and it leads you to Christ, that's what will set your heart rejoicing. And of course, to enter into the experience of this, it comes by learning and living this very word of God. So that's the exuberance. Now let me stop there. And I have to stop because I've got to think of this for me. Honestly before God, what do we know of an exuberant joy in God's word? What do we know of a joy in the study of God's word? What do we know about getting to know God's word? What do we know of joy in searching this word until we see the law fulfilled in Christ, finding Christ in Scripture? What do we know about obeying this word and rejoicing in it? Put it another way, how much of our Christianity, so-called, is a matter of mechanical ritual? Mechanics in religion always equal either misery or Phariseeism. They lead to one or the other. Mechanical religion will always lead to misery or else a self-satisfied Pharisaic pride. Never lead to the joy of the Lord. But I think this morning, if we're honest before God, part of the problem of living clean in an unclean world for many of us is that we're not living in the exuberant joy, the real joy of God's testimonies. The psalmist could honestly say, I have rejoiced in God's law more than all riches. Now, he had a lot of riches, no doubt. And what he didn't have, he saw others have. He says, listen, more than all the gold and all the silver, all the wealth of the world, I have this book, I have this law. It's my delight, it's my treasure, it's my joy. Just a quick word about the effects of such a biblical joy. Over and above all riches, will you see immediately that it will give you a true perspective on life? Time does not permit me to go into these things, but listen, a joy in the Lord will do these things. It will place the spiritual above the sensual. So easy to say that. What's corrupting so many lives today is the immediate succumbing to the sensual. A joy in the Lord, not some set of rules and regulations, but a joy in the Lord is what will let you place the spiritual above the sensual. It will place the eternal above the temporal. And it will place treasure in heaven above all the gains of earth. Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. A joy in the Lord will set your goals and my goals on the treasure that is eternal. In other words, when you stop to think of it, a joy in the Lord will let us live the very opposite way to the way the rich fool lived, according to Christ in Luke chapter 12. You remember, he looked at his earthly goods and said, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Eat, drink, be merry. Have a wonderful time to yourself. But God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be? So many people are living this the way the rich fool lived. For the moment, no thought of eternity. Maybe you're like that this morning. You sit among Christians, you sing Christian hymns, you read Christian scripture, you hear the exposition of the Christian gospel. But the reality is you've no thought of eternity. Eternity is more real than the seat you're sitting on. Eternity. Heaven and hell, with Christ or without him, in glory or in grief forever. And yet many dismiss it for the passing sensation of a moment. The joy of the Lord will lead a person to live the very opposite way, and they will live with eternity's values in view, the only treasure that's worth having, the treasure that will last forever. So here's the truth. I started off by talking about the devil's lie. Devil's lie is still being told, sin is the way to happiness. Millions and millions and billions of dollars are being spent to support the lie. The glitter, the glitz, the glamour, the bright lights, the singing, the dancing. Years ago, I preached a sermon in Matthew 7, the broad road, and the narrow path. I said that in the broad road, there's plenty of scope. You can meander about. There's every diversion that you may want. There's music for every taste, entertainment for every taste, and even religion for every taste. So many things are happening, so many lights are flashing, so much noise is sounding in your ears that you're carried hither and thither across the broad road. Anything, anything to make sure you never stop to think of where it's leading. That's the broad road. Sin is the way of happiness. No. Sin is the way of hurt. And sin is the way to hell. Now, the world believes the lie. Paul says we should be believing the truth, for he says, let us follow holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If you're a Christian, God has called you to live clean in an unclean world. I don't like talking about the secret of this and the secret of that as if there were only one element. But here is something that does seem to be kept hidden from so many people. Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Well, what this text is telling you quite simply is, if you live in the joy of biblical holiness, you will live clean in an unclean world, and you'll live in a way that not only glorifies God, but will fill your soul, fulfill your soul, bless you and make you a blessing in a way you could never have conceived. So let us ask ourselves, is it true of me? I have rejoiced in thy testimonies more than all riches. If it is not, by the grace of God, let it be true today. I will rejoice in thy testimonies more than all the wealth of the world. I will live in the joy of biblical holiness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.